following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to Turn 86 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Hearthstone, yes, the Hearthstone game, Hearthstone, by Blizzard, I'm sorry. A lot going on tonight. We have exciting stuff to talk about in the studio. With me is Autumn's Bane, but we're not going to talk to Autumn's Bane first because we have a visitor who's going to be more than just a visitor. From a faraway land. Folks, you better run, you better take cover, because with us in the studio is Ugly Brute. Hey!
Hello, from the land of snakes and spiders. How's it going?
The land of snakes and spiders. Just
I don't
to
like
snakes.
Spiders and snakes.
Because they got what it takes. Never mind. Autumn's Bane's voice was just heard as well. So obviously, in the studio with me this evening is Autumn's Bane.
Ogres have really terrible short-term chocolate.
That's a tricky one. I'm guessing it's an ogre.
It is an ogre, but it's a specially chosen ogre for tonight.
It would be, instead of an ugly brute, it would be an ogre brute!
And the lady's a winner!
Gets one. It only took 86 episodes.
Well done.
Ogre Brute is a 3-casting-cost 4/4 minion that has a 50% chance to attack the wrong enemy.
That's the thing with the ogres. I love the ogres.
Chocolate.
They're just so hard to play with.
Yeah, I like the ogre ninja the best.
It's kind of hard to play with an ogre because, you know, they can step on you so easily. They're big.
Exactly.
Speaking of things stepping on you, as the videos have shown us. Yes, the ogres do step on people. And since we're talking about the videos, we're just going to skip a little bit. The Annoyatron ad came out this week.
Yeah, before you go to the Annoyatron, I just wanted to say they really missed the perfect place for a pun. That ogre smashed that thing with its foot, right? You know the old saying, you know, about the agony of defeat?
Oh, yeah, okay.
He should have said that victory was in defeat.
Oh my god.
They blew it.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have you on as a writer, Autumn's Bane.
I tell you, you should apply. They definitely not hire you.
But that Annoyatron ad was a classic.
Let's talk about the Annoyatron. I didn't see it yet.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I loved it. The fight that they had between him and the Stormwind champion was a classic. But then they cut to the after game interview, and the ogre was there, and the Annoyatron was there, and they asked the Annoyatron how he felt about the game, and the Annoyatron didn't say anything, and the ogre was shocked because you know how much fanfare the Annoyatron likes to use.
Right.
I missed it. I must have missed the interview part. I saw the ad, but not the interview. So I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
All of those ads are really good, aren't they? I think they've done a great job with those ads.
Yeah, but I don't know. Well, where are they showing them aside from on their site?
Are they probably showing them like on internet ads, maybe TV? I don't watch TV, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I'm just wondering where they're appearing.
I heard from someone that they were playing some of them during sports events, which might explain why they've got those after-game interviews that they're doing.
Gotcha. All right, well...
So on ESPN, maybe.
That's possible.
Something like that, perhaps.
So we also found out this week that they have announced the new card back. We had the Darnassus one last month, and now we're going to the 16th official Hearthstone ranked play season, and it is the Darkspear Delight, which is for the Darkspear Trolls. And what really gets me, and I'll always remember Micmac for this, whenever I hear Tazingo, you know, that's just
Tazingo.
Taking the card. Tazingo. It's the Senjin Shieldmaster, but we just call it Tazdingo. And they say in their little article, Tazdingo forth and hex your foes in the ranked play ladder with the Dark Spear card back. Again, this is the card back you can get in July for obtaining rank 20. That's the rank you can get to without losing stars, so everybody should be able to get there at some point. And this is their 16th official ranked play season already.
I know, that's amazing. I was also wondering if Autumn's Bane has any conspiracy theories about this card back, because every time there's a new card back, Autumn's Bane thinks it means something.
What would it mean?
Well, I said it last time. I think they're going to go through all of the races now. They just did the Night Elves, and now they're doing the Darkspear Trolls.
And they already did the Goblins and the Gnomes, but then they had Gnomes versus Goblins, so do you think they're going to do Elves versus Trolls?
No. Remember when they first started doing this, we said, oh, this is cute. They're going to give us a card back now and then. And then it seemed like they were going to give us one every month. And we thought, at least I thought, it was ridiculous to do one every month, because I thought, wow, that takes a lot of resources to come up with one every month. And won't they run out eventually? And so it's at the point where I'm sure they probably have a backlog of them. They've probably drawn up the next 20. But to go through all of the races of World of Warcraft that are represented in the Hearthstone game was a no-brainer. I always knew they would do that. So yes, they've done Goblins and Gnomes and Night Elves and Trolls coming up. So then it won't be long before they do some of the others. You know, some of them may be duplicates. For example, they have a Magni card back. Will that count as the dwarves? I doubt it, because there was an elf one, even though there was Illyria, even though Illyria was a different type of elf. But, you know, will the card back that I love so much that I was using recently, the Murad one, will that be counted as the Draenei one? Probably not. They may still do another Draenei one. So... yeah, there are like 10 races in World of Warcraft that are playable.
What do you guys think of this one?
I'm not a big fan of it. It's well done. It's well done.
I like it.
I'm not saying it's ugly or anything like that, like I did about the ninja card.
Well, you don't like trolls, so.
No, I just, it's too tribal for my taste.
Because it's troll.
Which is,
I like it. I think it's beautifully done. And
it is beautifully done. It is.
I will probably use this. It's not going to be my main one. I'll probably keep going back to the Nexus one that they gave us last month. But I like the artwork. Have you seen this?
I haven't, actually. I only heard about it today when you guys told me. I'm curious.
Oh, you're going to have to look at it.
Yeah, it was released 5 days ago. You can actually see it on the news page.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I really like last month's one. It was almost like 3D with those leaves coming off the cards and stuff.
I'm going to have to play with it just to see. But again, when you play with it in your own deck, you don't really see it. It's more when you're playing against somebody else.
Last month's was which?
The Darnassus.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. I don't... Oh, yeah. It's not until I enlarge it that I see it. It's in my book. And if I click the button to enlarge it, I see the leaf moving on the vine. You're right. But I can't see that when it's small.
Speaking of it being in the book, have you guys noticed that you can't also change card backs anymore in the menu when you're in a game?
You mean you can't change in the middle?
No, you can't. Like, because sometimes I like to change mid-game. Like, I might be playing someone and I'll see their card back and I think, oh, yeah, I haven't played that card back for a while. And I'll go into the menu and I'll change it there and then. But they've actually taken that away now. Now that they've got that little book in the collection section for the deck backs, that's where you have to go now to get them.
Well, that
luckily,
kind of stinks.
She used to change the card every turn when she was bored.
Yes.
Her opponent took too long, she'd just go and change the card back.
Yep, I would.
That's a classic.
It was fun. So we do have one more, really, since we're talking about, you know, the idea of trolls versus elves and such as that. Ugly Brute, you found information that the new expansion might actually be... not released, but unveiled on the 22nd of this month, which is like 2 weeks from now, a little bit over 2 weeks. So what did you find? Where did you find it? Tell us. Tell them.
Well, what happened was I saw the YouTube video of it, but what happened was Team 5 sent a package to PC Gamer magazine, which they filmed themselves unfolding, and it was a tube, and they opened the tube and they pulled out what looked like a medieval scroll. And on that medieval scroll, there was a very fancy writing saying well met and that there's going to be a big announcement made on the 22nd of July. Now, they also sent a little tip to PC Gamer just before they announced Goblins versus Gnomes. So there's a good chance it's talking about an expansion. And there's a few little hints that they gave too. When the scroll was pulled out of the package, there was motion sensor speakers inside the package. So when they pulled out the little scroll, it started to play some music too, like some trumpety type music. And someone
fanfare music, right?
Exactly. And someone else who has done a little bit of research found out that that music is exactly the music from the Argent tournament in Ice Crown. So that might be a big clue as to what the next expansion is going to be.
Ice Cream Citadel.
No. Ice Cream Citadel.
I'm one of the few people, I think, out there that enjoyed the Argent tournament. A lot of people hated that aspect of it.
It was fun, but I would think that they would actually do the raid. I don't think they would do the tournament. I think if they're going to... That's Ice Crown. Ice Crown was... I mean, that's the Lich King.
The zone, yeah.
Yeah. So I would say it's very possible that it's the Ice Crown Citadel is going to be the expansion, just like we had Naxxramas. I mean, that's a raid. Thoughts? What do you think? Well,
there's so many things from the Wrath of the Lich King expansion that could go in.
Oh, yeah.
We've already seen Naxxramas, but the Argent Tournament, the...
Well, what about that battle in
the
front
tournament
at the very beginning?
Battle in the front? You mean the Wrathgate?
Yes!
Yeah, the
Wrathgate. No, not even the Wrathgate, but I mean, when all the elves showed up and then the undead showed up and everybody ran in and... You know what I'm talking about? That cinematic.
Oh, that was
they
the
had?
Trial of Champions.
Yeah?
That was a dungeon.
So maybe,
and it was also a raid.
Maybe something like that. There's so much
Autumn
they
Spain,
could do.
Autumn Spain, you're the big lore person on the show. What do you know of the Argent tournament? What was it all about, do you think?
Well, what happened was... the Tyrion Ford Ring wanted to have a tournament. You know, they're out. The Horde and the Alliance were actually working together to defeat the Lich King. So they're all out there. They have their forces in different places. They're fighting the Lich King in different ways. There's a big event called the Wrathgate where both sides lost important people, which turn up later. And they thought, why not have a friendly tournament to break up the monotony while we're in this cold, desolate place fighting the Lich King? And secretly, it was a plot of the Lich King to get everybody together under one roof and to see what they were made out of, because he wants to turn all of these heroes into undead to serve him. So there was a lot going on, and... it was controversial because a lot of people thought, what the hell are we doing riding ponies with sticks in the middle of a, you know, an expansion meant to kill the Lich King? But I rather enjoyed it. I thought the lore may have been a little sketchy, you know. Everything you did in the Wrath of the Lich King was a lead up to the Lich King wanting to take you over. Even when you're fighting him in the final raid, he's like, I've been following you, I've been testing you. Just to prove, you know, to myself that you're worthy to serve me when you're at the peak of performance. So were battle-hardened and trained the whole time for his amusement. And his goal was to turn us into undead, probably Death Knights or something. But that plan backfired for him.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, like, that might have been his plan, but I was thinking also of Tyrion Fordring, you know, being a paladin. Obviously, he's a believer in truth and justice. And his idea of the tournament was more... he was concerned that if everybody just rushed up to Ice Crown Citadel and tried to fight, then they would all die and come back as a part of Arthas's army. So he thought, let's do a tournament and make a smaller group of select heroes to go up and fight him. So I think that was his intention when it came to the Argent tournament.
Yep.
I think the person who wrote Game of Thrones watched the Argent tournament. I really do. The Lich
but yeah,
King,
I wouldn't be
Game
surprised.
Of Thrones, that go hand in hand.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's heavily tied in with something to do with Ice Crown Citadel, or something to do with the raid, at least.
You're talking about the expansion now.
The expansion, yeah, on the, yeah, 22nd, yep.
Yeah, well...
Not long to go, guys. Less than 3 weeks of sleep, and we get to find out the answer.
There you go. Very soon. And Autumn's Bane's already started saving his gold. I've started saving my gold. I'm only at, like, 200, but... Autumn's Bane started, what, a couple weeks ago already?
Yeah, I have 595 gold.
Nice.
I haven't spent a single coin in the past 2 weeks, I think.
Oh, I'm so proud of you guys. I can't do that. Every time I see 100 gold, I just have to shoot straight across the store.
Yeah, it took a while. I got used to saving it, though. It took
a
while, but it was hard.
And BlackRock exclusively, mm-hmm, with gold.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to move on to the brawl. This week's brawl. What did you guys think? It was web spinner based. What'd you think? How'd you like it? It was pre-made decks of little spiders. That should fit right in with your land down under with spiders and snakes there, Ugly Brute.
Oh, yeah. I felt very comfortable playing the brawl this week. Actually, I must admit, I found it really hard. I don't know whether it was just my bad luck, but it seemed that everyone I played... their web spinners always gave them Mae Exner, and they just kept destroying everything I could put on the board. It took me probably about 6 or 7 games before I actually got a win.
How'd you do, Autumn's Bane?
I played 2 games, lost the first, won the second. Here's the ironic thing. When I started the first brawl game, I saw 3 web spinners show up as the cards they allotted me. I'm like, oh, this is just like Curse of Naxxramas. All right, so we're going to do it just like we did there, the same way that Nefarian and Ragnaros, old Burnt Face, was the same as BlackRock. So I didn't even attempt to trade those cards. I just took them, and like the next 4 cards I drew were all web spinners. I said, okay, I get it. And my opponent seemed to have a lot of spells. I'm like, where's he getting those spells? He had multi-shots, so he could take out 2 at a time. And like Ugly Brute, you know, I faced an opponent who got Malorn and a couple of other cool things, and I'd get things like an Angry Chicken. So I didn't do well the first game. The second game, I said, okay, I've had my practice round. Let's see how it goes. And in my opening draw, I didn't get a single web spinner. In fact, in the next 4 or 5 draws, I only got like 2 web spinners. So now I'm actually getting other minions and other spells, and that enabled me with that combination to actually win. I think heavily RNG oriented, and the more web spinners you got, the more it was RNG, because you never knew what the web spinner would give you, you know, like King Crush or whatever. I didn't see that, but, you know, I'm sure there are people out there who got it while I'm getting Angry Chickens and other 1-1 minions. My opponent's getting 5-5 minions. So I kind of enjoyed it more because I like the web spinner and I play a hunter, and I played a hunter again for this. And you notice the decks were random this time. We didn't build them like the previous one. That alone I liked better.
I think that was a smart move on Blizzard's part, because if they're going to do a web spinner competition or brawl, they really can't afford to let you make your own, because otherwise everyone will just be playing Hunter with all of the Hunter cards that are buffed by animals or beasts, and no one will be playing any of the other classes. So because they were able to pre-make all the decks, they made it so that Hunter wasn't OP, and you could try any class you liked with the Web Spinners.
Yeah, but the other thing is, unlike the bananas, which come as an after effect, there's no way for you to make your own deck and then have them insert a bunch of Web Spinners randomly.
Right, right.
That just wouldn't work.
Well, yeah, what exactly I liked, I actually won my first game because, of course, I played a Shaman.
But you what always I want to say, first game.
No, I don't. But I did this time. But I played a Shaman and I was versing a warrior. And I want to, you know, what do I usually do when I play somebody? What's the first thing I usually do? Do you guys know? How fast can we figure this out? I'm
concede
just going into
play a Shaman.
No, when anybody, when I'm playing against somebody, the first thing I do to them.
Greet them.
Squelch them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't this time. And I came up against a warrior, and I want to give a shout out. He probably doesn't listen, or she probably doesn't listen, but El Barba is the name of the warrior I played. And that person with emotes had the best manners. Instead of a BM, I gave her a GM. Great manners on that person. Just really polite back and forth, was well done, well, you know, well played, thank yous. And at the end, it was a good game. And the person played it nicely. There was no threats. It was just a fun game. So I wanted to give a shout out to somebody who finally has great manners, because you come across way too many with bad manners lately, because they can do that. But no, I got my lightning bolts when I wanted to. And I didn't use them on the little web spinners, but I wound up using them, you know, the things that do multiple across the board clears, I was able to do after I popped the web spinners to death, and then I was able to get the big guys out. So it was, I just, maybe it is RNG, but I had a great go with that, and it was a lot of fun.
Moringo in the chat room says that they were 7 randomly generated class spells in each deck with 23 web spinners.
Okay, well, in that case, there probably was a fairly high chance of still getting some really strong spells if you played Hunter.
Right, and same with the Shaman. I got the good Shaman cards that I needed, so
and
I had fun.
And you still feel all warm and fuzzy now, Black Lace? You let everyone talk to you, or are you still squelching again?
No, I kind of get. I went back. It depends on my mood, too. If I'm in a really good mood, I will give the people the benefit of the doubt. But if I'm feeling frumpy, I'm going to squelch them so I don't start throwing things at my monitor before they have a chance. So that's basically the way I do it.
It's for their protection, basically.
It is, absolutely. I don't want their cards. We're going to move along and talk about any tournaments that went up this week. Anything going on in the tournament world?
Well, yeah, there is actually something really, really big going on at the moment. As everyone may have heard of, there's the Archon Team League, which has started. That's the one that's been talked about for quite a while before it started because of just the pure size of the prize pool. It's hosted by Maz. It's ran on his site. But have a guess how much the prize pool is for this competition.
50,000?
100,000.
$250,000.
Holy crapazoids.
Last time I guessed too high, this time I guessed too low.
That's a lot of money.
Should have gone with my gut.
You always go too low, though, if you're on the Price is Right, so you were the closest.
Yeah, I don't get where this money comes from, though. Obviously sponsors, but
sponsors?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It is a lot of money, and that's why a lot of the best players in the world are playing, because, it's a lot of money. But it's actually a team-focused league. So there's 3 players in each team, and each player in that team can play 2 classes, and no other team members can play those classes. So, for example, for Cloud9, Kalento has brought Warrior, which means that Strifecrow and Ecop are not allowed to play Warrior at all during the competition.
And, that's interesting.
Yep. And what's really interesting about it too is that they've already started. Last week was the first round. And listening to the commentators, Crip and I can't remember, oh, Frodan. Crip and Frodan are the commentators. And they were saying, you know, Kalento this, Kalento that. He's probably the favorite. And they were saying that the least likely person to get very far in this tournament would be Ecop. But funnily enough, in the first week, Kalento didn't win one game and Ecop didn't lose one game. So they were wrong.
Wow. Kalento didn't win a single game?
No, he played four games and he lost all four of them.
Oh my gosh. See, yep. You know, you can be the best player and if you don't get the right cards in your hand, you're screwed no matter what. That's exactly. All there is to it.
And just like in pro sports, you could have a bad day.
That's true.
Or a bad week.
He also made a bit of a strategic mistake because he brought Patron Warrior and the other teams figured that out. So obviously they played things like Hand Lock against him and things like that. So he sort of left himself open a little bit as well. It was a little bit of a mistake, I feel.
Too predictable?
Yeah, too predictable, exactly. What's interesting, though, is two of the people that were invited didn't have teams. One was Trump. Now, Trump's on Team Solomid, but there's not a team on Team Solomid for Hearthstone. So he had to find some friends to help him out with to make his team up, and he chose Kibler. I don't know whether you've heard of Kibler.
No.
That's all right. He's famous for Magic. He also won the first Challenge Stone, and he also got Dog from Complexity, another very good player. So he's got two really good players on his team. The second person who was invited that didn't have a team was Forsen. You might not have heard of Forsen either, but he's a very popular streamer. He's got a lot of streamers, and a lot of the streamers like to call themselves the Forsen Boys. So he's made a team called the Forsen Boys, and on his team is Charky from Team Dignitas. He may have changed teams recently, I'm not sure, but last time I checked, he was on Team Dignitas. And Ostarka from Root Gaming are on his team. So he's obviously rang around to a few professional teams and said, look, if you guys help me win this, you can have some of the prize pool at the end.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to watch it, they play it at least two nights a week. It's called the Archon Team League. And if you go to the Archon homepage, you'll be able to see the times when they're starting and who's playing who.
That's great. Nice. I'm sure some of our listeners will be interested in that.
Yep. All right, so I got to play somebody's deck this week. I mean, I actually had every single card I needed. And why would that be?
It must have been a shaman deck.
Of course it was. But I also actually, I had so much dust. I wasn't sure of what legendary I wanted. And I was short Sylvanas Windrunner. So I made her. And I still have 1,300 dust left. So if I want to make another one, it won't take me long to make another legend. But I wound up making her to do this deck just to try it. And
solid choice. It doesn't hurt to have Sylvanas in your collection.
She's a good card. Basically, I'll go through what the cards were, and then I will go through what I did with them. Let me see. Basically, if I say it, it's got two cards. If I don't, if I specify one card, it's one card. So we've got Rockbiter X, Lava Shock, Reincarnate, Flame Tongue Totem, one Haunted Creeper, one Loot Hoarder, Nerubian Egg, one Farsight, Feral Spirit, Lava Burst, Lightning Storm, Shade of Naxxramas, Defender of Argus. I'm sorry, let me go back. The Lightning Storm, Shade of Naxxramas, and Defender of Arguses were all ones. Then we have I'm just going to say it, the two Piloted Shredders, one Bloodlust, one Antique Healbot, two Azure Drakes, one Sludge Belcher, one Sylvanas Windrunner, one Dr. Boom, and one Kel'Thuzad.
Now, when you said Rockbiter Axe, you meant Rockbiter Weapon?
Yes, he wrote Rockbiter Axe, and when I was making it, I realized it's actually the Rockbiter Weapon. He just typed the wrong word, but that's what it was. It was the Rockbiter Weapon. And I swear this is a hobbit playing this. This is Bilby, who actually sent us this deck. He says the deck can be played fast or slow, but he ended up playing it on the control side most of the time, using the Lava Shock to regain locked mana crystals from Bursts, Feral Spirits, Lightning Storm to have the big turns on 3-5. You shouldn't lose control on the board early game. Once you get to turn 5, the deck really shines. Combining Nerubian Eggs, you should already have lying on the board with the Rockbiter Axe. Reincarnate, Flame Tongue Totem, Bloodlust Defender will help you get a few 2-for-1s or 3-for-2s. Save the Reanconate for the non-egg minions if you can, because of the flexibility to run Nerubians into big monsters with your ATK cards. All right, that being said, the first person I ran against was a rogue. And I've got to say, I was worried at first because I was getting a lot of spells in my hand, but I wasn't getting minions. Then all of a sudden, towards the end, just like he said, I had a couple good minions out, threw both Bloodlust and Rockbiter Axe on, and stormed across for a really nice win. The second game I played was against a warrior. That was a loss, and I've got to say, it was not my deck's fault. That warrior had the combination of the Warsong Commander and the Grim Patron. So basically, the Warsong Commander came out and
game
then
over.
He cast. Yeah, pretty much. Every time, you know, he would pop. I had a lot of 1-1, 2-2, or 1-3 creatures and things like that that had a lot of health but not a lot of damage, so that he was able to hit it with the Grim Patron, create another one. Oh, look, Warsong Commander's out. It gets to attack. It attacked, didn't get killed, created another one. He filled the board. I mean, literally.
While clearing
cast,
yours.
Cast two and cleared it entirely. So I didn't really have a chance to play the deck because he just walked over my face. So the warrior, I did lose to the warrior. I also,
is that when I heard you screaming about how broken the patron was? Were you
yes,
playing?
Yes, because the patron okay. really is a broken card, especially when you tie up with the Warsong Commander. It's just,
Hrath carried it's, across three rooms.
I did. It did. Absolutely. Also lost to the hunter because of the scavenging hyenas. They kind of decimated the deck. But I ran into Medivh, the only game I played this week that had one of the purchased heroes. Again, I saw one last week and one this week. That's it. I played the mage, and I won because he conceded when my Frost Wolves came out and my Flame Tongue Totem. Yeah, Frost Wolves came out. I threw a Flame Tongue Totem between them. He decided he's going to kill the Flame Tongue Totem with a spell, which he did. I had another one in my hand, so I just put it right back between the wolves again. And I reincarnated. I know it kept coming and appearing, and I think he just got frustrated, so he conceded. And then I played against a warlock who silenced my Sylvanas, so I reincarnated her. And, of course, now she's back, and she's full power, so he conceded. So I wound up winning three and losing two, and two of the three that I won were concedes. It was just a lot of fun to play. It was a really fun deck. Will I give up my year and a half old shaman deck? No, but I won't be erasing this shaman deck for a while. I'm going to play with it and have some fun with it. So I want to
thank...
Sounds
like fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. If you guys can try that combination, if you've got the cards, do it. It's a lot of fun. Thank you, Bilby, for letting me play with your deck.
Did you get to steal anything with Sylvanas?
No, the only time she came out, he silenced her, and then reincarnated her.
Oh, so you didn't say it that often.
No, she didn't come out. I mean, because I only played, you know, the five games, and I just was able to flood across the first game, and the second, third games were kind of tough because of the grim patrons and the scavenging hyenas.
So Autumn Spain, did you hear her say, "I paid 1,600 dust for this woman, and she's not even turning up."
No, she wasn't mad about that. She was only mad about the patrons.
Yep. Indignation. So I had a lot of fun, and I will play it again. Kel'Thuzad.
He put Kel'Thuzad in there, which is really good with Sylvanas, because you can steal two things. And also, did he have Lava Burst in there as well?
Yes, he had two Lava Bursts.
Yeah, Lava Burst yes, goes really well with Sylvanas as well.
Kel'th jumped out a couple times at the end with Kel'Thuzad. It's at the end of each turn. Summon all friendly minions that died this turn. So it was just good. I was able to bash into people, kill myself, kill their minions, and then, oops, oh, they're all back. Surprise. So it's definitely a fun deck. Hats off to Bilby. This one was a good deck to play. I had fun. So people, send me your decks. Let me play with them. I like playing with people's decks. I do. They're fun.
Never gets old, that one.
Nope. Well, okay, so we could say that was an embarrassing moment just now, but it's not. But we've got embarrassing moments in Hearthstone. This is something that Ugly Brute has. I don't know why we never came up with it. And when we were chatting with him about the show, he's like, well, why don't we do something instead of, this is the play of the week, I rocked this. It's like, oh shit, I can't believe I did that. So yeah, we're going to do embarrassing moments. The dumb things we do.
Is that the name of the segment? Oh shit, I can't believe I did that.
That should be the name of this. That should be on the shirts that we wear during the segment.
Oh gosh. All right, so embarrassing moments at Hearthstone. Ugly Bruce is going to start this week's off with his own, and with Micmac sacrificed himself for us too and gave Ugly Brute a little bit of an oops. So go for it.
I'm a bit of a Micmac fan, so I was sad when we left the show, but I thought I'm just going to ask Micmac if I can just let everyone know about an embarrassing moment that I saw him have while I was spectating one of his games. And
you saw it first half.
Exactly.
First hand.
Exactly. I was like in shock afterwards. It took me a little bit before I texted him WTF. But what happened was, he was in a clearly winning position. And you know how sometimes when you're thinking, you'll just click your mouse around on the screen while you're thinking, and you click, 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 click. Well, he got a little bit overexcited with his wrist movements, and he actually clicked end turn before he even did anything. And he actually subsequently lost the game. So it was pretty funny to watch.
Oh, no.
And as for me, because I just thought, you know, it's a casual podcast, and when you're a casual player, you just have to laugh at yourself sometimes. So I thought it'd be nice if people could just send in some embarrassing mistakes that they've made where they've sort of face-palmed. Maybe they've even insta-conceded because they're too embarrassed, and share it with the world, because it's fun to share these things. But I had one when I first started. I started playing in April when it first came out on iPad, so April last year when it first came on iPad. And the first time my opponent played a King Mukla, I got these two bananas. And I thought, well, what do I do with these? And I'm one of those classic people that never reads manuals, never reads cards, never reads anything.
So I thought, we had an email about that recently.
Yeah. Well, I thought, I'm going to hit King Mukla with these bananas, man. So I threw the bananas at King Mukla and just made him super strong. And the opponent said, thank you very much. And so I just insta-conceded with embarrassment.
So you didn't just hit him with one banana. You threw both of them.
I'm a fast player. I've learned to slow down since then.
All right. Since we're talking about fast and embarrassing, I'll talk about something I did today. It's not.
Oh my God, that totally, just sounded so wrong.
It's not totally embarrassing because I won the game anyway, but I was playing against a mage with my hunter deck, and I guess this was yesterday, and I was pressed for time. So I was in a mode where I was play the card, hit next turn, play the card, hit next turn. So I play Animal Companion, which summons a random beast companion. It's either the wyvern that gives buffs to the other minions, or it's the 4/4 bear with the taunt, or the boar with charge. So I threw it down, and before it even landed on the table, I hit end turn, and it turned out to be the boar.
So
and
you
it has
hit.
Charge, and I never came over. I'm like, I just lost 4 points there, and the next turn, the mage took it out. Like, if
and
I lose my 4 points, I am going to be so angry. But I won, so it was only mildly embarrassing.
What about you, Blacklace? You ever done anything embarrassing in Hearthstone?
Oh, I have. Usually it's the stupid moves when I'm playing my rogue, and I just... What is that card? Help me out here. It's the one that it gives you +3, and if it's a combo, it gives your creature +3 as well.
Oh, yeah, the Tinker's
Soil. Oil.
Tinker's Oil.
Right, that's the one. I will sometimes just I'll play it, and I'll go, why didn't my creature get the plus three? And then I'm like, crap, I played it in the wrong order. So I do that a lot. And, you know, the thing is I know I'm supposed to do it, and I still screw up and play it and don't do it second, do it first instead. Or I will, here's the other thing I do with my rogue. I've got my little pirate out, who's a 2/1 pirate, that if you have a weapon out, when you cast him, he has charge. So I will cast him. I have my weapon at 1/1. I cast him so he can charge, but I'll hit with the weapon first, and then all of a sudden he doesn't have charge anymore. So then I can't charge with him. So instead of doing it backwards, those are just silly things I've done in the past. This week I haven't done anything that stays out in mind, but those are my dumb moves as a rogue.
I don't think even the best players in the world have ever not have escaped the order error, you know. I just attacked with a minion, and then I played a minion that made him tougher. Oh, I should have waited till he was tougher. Like, those play order things, just because a lot of times, like, oh, I have 2 mana left, let me throw this guy down. Oh, there was a reason I wasn't going to play him yet.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're supposed to stop and wait before you do things, which I never do. I just plow through too fast.
And that's why some people wait for the fuse, so they don't make those stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever want to see...
Go ahead, hon, I'm sorry.
That's all right. If you ever want to see professionals' embarrassing moments, there's a guy called Trolden on YouTube. He's got a whole series he puts together probably once a week, just showing all the embarrassing moments. There's some great plays too, but some of them are embarrassing moments of pros that do things in tournaments. It's pretty funny.
That he's captured the pros doing... And then
he's captured them doing it, because normally it's played on streams, like they're tournaments that are played on streams, or they're just streamers streaming. And they'll make a classic error, and you can even see them. Sometimes they face palm, sometimes they walk away from their computer because they've just done these really embarrassing things.
That's funny.
Well, but yeah, we'd love to hear what the listeners have done too, because everyone's done these things, you know, like playing Warrior. How many times have we all shield slammed at something when we haven't had any shields? I mean, that's a classic.
No, I haven't done that.
I have.
That one I haven't done.
Well, sometimes as a shaman, I'll cast a bunch of spells and think, okay, I don't have any more cards, and I'll hit end turn, and I'm like, crap, I didn't drop a totem when I have 2 mana left, something like that.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Or maybe even something you've seen your opponent do that you just had a good laugh at for 30 minutes because it was so embarrassing.
We should stop now before it goes from embarrassing moments to how noobish we are.
All right. Well, no, here's another thing. Just my dumb move of the day. I didn't have much time during lunch because we have a new puppy, and the puppy comes to work with me because I can do that. And so I was paying attention to her and decided, well, I have 10 more minutes before my lunch is up, so I'll play one game of Hearthstone. I had my phone, and I was playing it on that, so I figured I could do this. And, of course, I accidentally went into ranked, which I vowed never to do, because if you're not home on your own computer, it's just too risky. And, of course, towards the end of the game, all of a sudden my little screen went black, and I was like, crap. And then I tried to get in and tried to get in and tried to get in, and I finally got in, and it says, we are trying to reconnect you to your last game. And I swear that thing stayed up for 3 minutes. And of course, you know, while that's staying up there for 3 minutes, your opponent is going la, la, la all over your face. Well, I got back in finally to see myself explode. So be aware of which you choose. You know, I'm like, I promised I would never play ranked when I was, you know, at work, because just for that reason.
Because it's the worst to have somebody go la, la, la all over your
face. All over your face. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, every time you're on the iPad or something, and you're away from home, you think, I'm just going to play casual, but then you load it up, and there's that little
and it's there already
ranked
because
thing
it's,
staring at you, and you think, I'm not going to play ranked.
It burns me every time. I said I'm not going to do it, and then every now and then I'll be on a roll, I'll have a win streak or something, I'll say, let me continue this win streak. And then I get away with 1 or 2 games, and then at a crucial point, when I'm at the border between 2 ranks, I lose, and then I fall back a rank. I'm like, damn it, I said I was not going to do that again.
Classic.
Fi is too unreliable with this game. No matter how good you think you've got it, don't do it if it's not on your main computer. It's
exactly.
Just a bad thing to do.
Or even in your own house. I mean, when you can trust your own Wi-Fi connection. I don't know. When you're using a hotspot, it's just not as reliable. All right, so we have one email this week. It was given to us by our buddy Breezy, and it's called Magni. So I guess he purchased Magni. Good day, most worthy opponents. I just wanted to let you know that I purchased Magni Bronzebeard, and something strange happened. I achieved level 60 with my warrior last year. I was surprised that after I bought Magni, I was back to level 59 again. I still had the gold hero power and the border cosmetics in the game, but my level was no longer registering 60. My experience bar jumped up very fast after each gain, and it only took about 5 games to get back to 60 again. And at that point, it was just as I hit level 60 the first time, the same 60 animations and gold card achievement flashed across the screen. So yeah, that's weird. I haven't gone back to play Garrosh since, and I haven't seen another Magni, but it's probably because I've been playing too many Tavern Brawls. Regards, Breezy. Or Breezy.
That's strange.
Very strange. Anybody else has heard about that, I would say definitely report that, because for it to... Well, I mean, he didn't lose anything by having it happen, but he was... There were probably opponents saying, how could he... Well, no, they don't see his level. They just see that he's gold. Right?
Yeah, it's an odd one. I didn't even know how that could happen, but obviously it did. So if he could let them know somehow, yep, that'd be great.
Interesting little glitch. And the fact that he got the, you know, the flash of congratulations, you know, gold card achievement when he already had it. That's
maybe
very
he's got
odd.
Four level 60 gold cards now.
There's something else that's also changed. I just got into a demo game. It's against a priest, so I have no intention of playing during the podcast anyway. And I'm looking at my Illyria just to prove that I saw this the way I saw it today. Remember when Micmac was discussing with us the very first day these hero classes were available, how they were in gold? Remember he said his Magni was gold, my Illyria was gold. My Illyria is not gold anymore.
Well, but the animation should still be. I mean, when I played against Medivh, his fireball was a flashing fireball.
Oh yeah, there's still graphics, but it's not gold anymore. It's not gold bordered. It's not sparkling gold. They must have realized that they were giving it the gold hero, which so many other players have killed themselves trying to get gold heroes. I guess they realized it was you know, too much of a benefit to give, you know, to buy the gold. So they took the gold away. Maybe that's not. Maybe it was just a bug that got fixed because they didn't intend it to be gold. But I've noticed my Illyria is no longer gold. And the very first day, she was.
That's interesting. That definitely would have been a bug, because I remember Blizzard saying that it was going to be an animated hero, but it wasn't going to have the gold frames or the gold trays or anything like that. You were going to have to still earn those through the 500 wins.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, but neither Micmac nor I had a 500 win hero, and our classes, you know, with the purchased faces were gold that first day. And I just noticed today, it's probably not been gold for a while, but I just noticed today it wasn't gold anymore.
Yep. Well,
someone on Team 5 got in trouble for that, I'd say.
And I was looking actually for it when I played against Medivh. I'm like, well, his border doesn't look gold, but he did have the sparkly little fireball.
I have a long way to go. I'm only 236 out of 500, so just shy of halfway there. It'll take years.
And tell our listener, how do you see that?
Sure. If you just go and hit the ranked button, then under your hero, it'll say wins 236/500, or whatever your wins happen to be. And then if you mouse over where it says wins, it says ranked wins. Win 500 ranked games with this class to earn its golden classic hero.
It's really neat that it tells you actually how many wins. You can see how much you like playing with something when you do that. My Druid, I have won 14 games. So obviously, I don't play a druid a lot.
Do you guys have any golden heroes yet?
No. We switch around the classes too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I have two. I literally have three classes that I love playing. So I bounce. My shaman is number one, and because of that, he has got over 200 wins. But, I mean, I also love playing my rogue and my lock.
Yeah, my rogue has one out of 500.
No.
Woo! One.
Really?
One ranked win. My paladin, three ranked wins. So I don't play ranked a lot.
Surprisingly, my My mage has 56 wins, and she's not even one of my favorites. But I think what happens is I wind up playing my favorites in casual, doing my quest and stuff, as opposed to playing my ranked, and that's where, you know, that's where I play my shaman, so that might be why.
Yeah, because it's only ranked that gives you the wins for the golden classes, isn't it?
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So we are having our own tournament. We announced this already. Autumn's Main, take us away.
Well, I've said it 2 weeks in a row when people are already starting to send in their invitations, but their responses saying, hey, I want in. But August 8th is the tournament, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and deadline to get in is the week before, August 1st. But this weekend is when I'm going to draft the invitation and send it to everyone on our mailing list, and people who have recently written us, they will get on the mailing list too. And this will have the date and time and the battle fi information and all of that. And, you know, the first 32 people to respond will get in. And I'm not sure. Last time we didn't have 32 people. And we had a couple not show. The time before, we had reached a full 32. And we hadn't set the limit. It just happened to be we had 32, even though we hadn't set a limit.
Right. It still lasts about 4 hours.
Yeah.
So these tournaments do go on.
We're up till midnight because that last, you know, you had some people waiting for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes for the other tiers to catch up. So it can go that way. But, you know, the last game is always exciting. And I'm not really a fan of spectating. I like to do. Rather than watch, and but I always watch that last game.
When it's our listeners, it's just so much more fun because
yep.
we get to know everybody. Yeah. It's really awesome.
I played in the last two. I really enjoyed it. The second last one was the one where you could only use the basic set.
Right.
And that was good fun. And then the last one, and I'm proud to say that I lost in the first round in both of them.
Proud to say it, huh?
Yes,
the one, the very first one Black Lace and I were in, and I'm proud to say that not only did I lose in the first round, but I lost to a player who still faithfully listens to us and enters the tournaments. So this will be our sixth.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so Ugly Brute, your tournament days are over. You cannot play this year.
Now you gotta watch.
Fair enough.
Good would
fair
it
enough.
Do for you to
That'll
win.
That'll probably be a bit more fun than losing in the first round anyway.
I mean, what good would it do for you to win and actually be a guest on our show?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Another thing. Another good reason to join the tournament is because you just make a lot of friends. I've got a lot of friends still on my friends list from both of those tournaments. And it's a nice way to get to meet people.
Right. Right, right. Okay, so that about wraps it up. I want to say several things. First of all, Ugly Brute, welcome to the show. Glad to
Thanks,
have
guys.
You here.
Thanks for
Very
having
excited.
Me.
And for people who are listening, yes, Ugly Brute has joined our team.
Yeah, he's
and we're very
a
happy
nice
to
guy.
Have him.
He's
I'm not
from
replacing
New-
Mick
He's from New Jersey. And
he is not
Mick
a marriage counselor.
No, God.
Not from New Jersey?
No, I'm not a marriage counselor. Mick Mac was All a right. god, and I'm just a mere mortal, guys.
Oh, my God. All right. So, people, listeners, darling friends, please send us your decks to play with, or send me your deck to play with. Send us your embarrassing moments, and send us your plays of the week. Send us your emails, and we will most of the time read them.
Well, we always read them.
Well, it depends on what it says.
No, we might not read them on the air, but we always read them.
Oh, gosh.
Black Lace squelches some of them.
I do. I squelch. Squelch. All right, so either of you gents have anything to say, or are we wrapping up this time?
No,
silence.
Nope. I just gonna sit here and listen to Men at Work and eat some Vegemite. No, I'm
there not. There you go. Termites and vegetables, yes. All right, you can find us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can watch us streaming on Twitch TV. Actually, I think it's still Micmac, but listen to us and stay in our chat room at twitch.tv/hellosweetmedia. You can email us at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes and send us a review. You can Find us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone. Listen to us on Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can find us Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Holosuite Media and Xander, the man behind the curtain. And thank you again, as always, to Awesome City Limits, to the theme music that you have let us play of yours. As always, happy hearthing, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So long, boys.
I wonder if we'll get a one-star review for hiring someone outside the United States.
That was another
podcast. You didn't mention that koalas are Australian pandas.
Australian pandas.
Yeah. No, another podcast did that. One of their co-hosts was not from the U.S. and they got a one-star review for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Poor girl was from Canada. We're cursed. Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tuning in to tonight's broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.